Rob Griffiths, Coventry Hospital Radio.
Now then, well, I've got two guests in the studio, and they're going to introduce themselves, because I'll never remember their job titles. No, that's not true. It's lovely to have them on the show, because they're going to talk about the Oscars. That's the Outstanding Service and Care Awards here at UHCW. So let's go to number one. Raj.
Thanks, Bob. Hi, everyone. I'm Raj, and I'm the People Support Manager for Staff Engagement.
And?
Hi, I'm Charlotte Lombardi-Whitehouse. I'm the People Support Team Manager for Equality, Diversity and Inclusion.
Great. Lovely to have you along. Thank you for your time coming in on a busy day, I'm sure, here at the hospital. So, Raj, let's start with you. Explain the Oscars, the Outstanding Service and Care Awards.
Thanks, Bob. Yeah, so there are Outstanding Service and Care Awards, hence the name Oscars, and it's a way for patients, colleagues and members of the public to say thank you to staff and to our volunteers for the work that they do each and every day in making a difference in terms of supporting our patients to have the care that they need and deserve.
Excellent. Okay. And so what happens now? What's going on? People are nominating, because I've been plugging it for a few weeks on the show here to go nominate. So what's happening?
That's good. Let's keep plugging that, get those nominations in. So we have the website. So if you go onto our website, or you can search Oscars UHCW, you'll be taken to the nomination page. There's a link on there where you would submit your nomination. So we ask you to put give as many details as you can in terms of who you are nominating. What that means, it's easier for us to be able to find the person that you've nominated and make sure they receive their nomination information. And what we do is we ask you to put in, as part of your nomination submission, why that person, whether they are patient-facing, non-patient-facing, whether they, as I say, a volunteer, a member of staff, why they deserve to be nominated. So what have they done that has gone above and beyond in terms of helping UHCW run as it does every single day? And we're also asking people that are nominating to think about how colleagues are showing our values and living our values, and all the information is on the nomination form to support that. You can also so it's written nomination, but if you are tech savvy, you are able to dictate into your device as well.
Good grief.
So yeah, that can help with that. I know not everybody maybe want to do a written, as in typing, but you can speak in your nomination as well. I would say is probably just double check there's no typos in there.
That's good. So how many nominations did you get last year, for instance?
So we had almost 1,800. It's been a really bumper year. We've got lots coming through, but we want to keep encouraging those nominations.
Do you know what up to now? Up so far?
We're around about 800 so far. So,
right.
Yeah.
So we need to keep them going.
Keep going.
Okay, fine. Right, what's next?
So in terms of after the nominations, so once the nominations close on the 27th of July, we will then, this is probably a point to say thank you to those staff that have come forward to form part of the judging panel. So we've got lots of colleagues from across the different sites who will be taking those hopefully over 1,800 nominations and working through a scoring process to get us down to our shortlist. The shortlist then goes to our chief officers and non-executive directors, who then also work through a process to get to our winners.
Wow, sounds good. A lot of people, a lot of time taken, and big value. Which leads where?
It then takes us to our celebration event on the beginning of September. So once we have our finalists confirmed, to be able to invite them to a mini celebration where they will receive their certificate. And I should probably say everybody nominated receives a certificate with their nomination text on there. So when you are writing your nomination, you know, it's seen and really appreciated by those that you have submitted it for.
That's great. And after that, you've got a big presentation, a big evening.
And then we go to the 10th of October, where we will have our actual evening, where we will have our winners announced and celebrated. And I should probably just say that we're at the Coventry Builders Society Arena this year. And I should probably also add that the event is sponsored. So it's by those sponsors that we're able to support this and be able to sort of recognise and celebrate so many colleagues.
That's
in
very
such
good.
A meaningful way.
Yeah, terrific. Right. So at the event, I mean, the publicity that goes on from that after the event, is it going to be local news involved or local radio involved?
Bob, are you going to come along, Bob? Do you want to be a live reporter on the evening?
Well, I could do, and I do. I have been to one of the events a few years back, and it was really good. Hospital Radio was actually nominated as a team for an award, and quite right, a lot more people and teams there that deserved it more than we do. So, and they got it. But it was a very nice evening.
Yes.
I can say to anybody who's going to it, if you haven't been, go. It's great fun.
And I think that's a really good point that the radio is being nominated. So actually, it's yes, we've got patient-facing stuff, but it's about all of the individuals and the teams that collectively make up UHCW. So don't be restricted. There's lots of categories. You will find the category that works with the team or the individual that you're nominated.
Now, what about patients, though? Are they restricted to two categories? Is that right?
So patients have two categories that they can nominate for. So that's the People Choice and the Volunteers Award. So when you go onto the website to nominate, we'll ask you to select if you're a member of staff or a member of the public, and then the categories that you're eligible to nominate in will appear.
Great. And Charlotte, where do you work on this lot?
I chip in and help where I can with this. You know, this is very much an engagement piece, but also looking at it from an inclusive perspective. So making sure that we're covering all grounds, that we're making sure that anyone is able to nominate. We looked at the forms and how we could improve the forms on previous years, just from that kind of continuous improvement lens. Mm-hmm. So looking at them, how can we make sure that people are able to use those forms from an accessible perspective as well? And that they're able to come through, the stories are able to come through in a more formulated way. A lot of admin and support from my perspective.
Well, it sounds an incredibly big task, let alone just organising the event for the 10th of October at the CBS Arena, but everything to get there.
Yeah.
So how big is the team to deal with all that?
Not very big. But it is worth it, and we want to keep encouraging those nominations. You know, that's what we're there for, is to work through and support those.
So we've got patients listening now. What's the message to them you'd like to say now to them?
I would say if there's somebody that you've been in contact with for however long that may be, a few minutes, a couple of hours, or, you know, if you've had a longer stay or interaction, if you feel they deserve a nomination, please, please put that in. Don't worry about making it big. It's about, actually, as Charlotte said, getting that story through. What was your experience? Because it will really, really make a massive difference for somebody to read that, whether they are taken to a shortlist or the final winner. Actually receiving that nomination will make a huge difference to them.
Right, and the website to go to is uhcw.nhs.nhs. I should say, if I didn't say that, .uk/Oscars, spelled OSCAS.
That's it.
Is it? Great. Well, Raj and Charles, thank you very much for coming in and telling us all that, and good luck with the whole process. And did you listen, folks? Get your nominations in. They need them now. Let's make this a fantastic year for the Oscars.
This is Coventry Hospital Radio.